This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is defending the Trump administration's order freezing federal funding for grants, loans, and aid.
I think this is a very responsible measure. Past 4 years, we've seen the Biden administration spend money like drunken sailors.
She says it's a temporary pause to make sure aid recipients are not conflicting with the president's executive orders and actions. CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes says the spending freeze has created a lot of confusion.
You've got Republican and Democratic senators alike saying that they are being bombarded with phone calls from panicked organizations in their states who are trying to figure out if their federal funding is about to be cut off, and if so, for how long.
The White House says the freeze does not affect Social Security or Medicare. CBS's Nicole Killian reports Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s cousin, Caroline Kennedy, is urging the Senate to reject his nomination for Health and Human Services Secretary.
Caroline Kennedy calls Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a predator in a letter to lawmakers. She goes on to say that he is someone who is unqualified for this job, that, you know, she has known Bobby her whole life. She says it's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets because he himself is a predator.
The first of RFK Jr.'s two confirmation hearings is set for tomorrow. The president's immigration crackdown spread to more cities today, including New York.
Federal agents made some arrests in the Bronx, and this father of a newborn says he's pleased about that.
I mean, I was planning on calling ICE, to be honest with you.
This woman says she feels bad for the people who really came to this nation to get a better future.
A fault of all the criminals, now those people have to pay.
Advocacy organizations say unverified reports of ICE raids are frightening many in several states. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
A tuberculosis outbreak in northeast Kansas has become the largest in U.S. history. Adrian Byrne with the Kansas Health Department says there have been 67 cases.
It is not easy to contract. You can't walk by someone on the street or even in a restaurant and be at risk for TB.
There have been two deaths linked to the outbreak. How about those egg prices?
Egg prices have more than doubled since the summer of 2023. They're expected to increase another 20% since millions of chickens are being slaughtered every month because of bird flu. Rhonda Self owns a diner in Raleigh, North Carolina.
We had to go up on the prices because the eggs have went crazy high on us. So we have to charge you a little bit more. And most of the time the customer says, that's okay.
The average price nationwide for a dozen of eggs is approaching $5. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Stock rebound today. NASDAQ up 391. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The wind advisory runs through early this evening. Like yesterday, the National Weather Service is warning about 20 to 30 mile per hour sustained winds with gusts up to 50. We did top out near 50 yesterday. There's more Wisconsin in Washington as of today. Sean Duffy, former Wisconsin congressman and Fox News contributor, was confirmed as the new Secretary of Transportation by the U.S. Senate. There's a lot of buzz, but not a lot is known yet other than Microsoft is coming to Kenosha County. In a joint statement announced by city, county, and business leaders yesterday, Microsoft revealed it's buying 240 acres of land in Kenosha County for a data center. It adds on to its existing project in Racine County. The proposed site is near the Mars Cheese Castle. Racine Unified will keep the Red Apple name as the school moves to a new location and expands. The school board decided against renaming the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Leaders say they'll explore other ways to honor her memory. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Packers coach gets a contract extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a two-year contract extension. The 64-year-old Bisaccia is the special teams coordinator and assistant head coach. In his 3 years in Green Bay, he's improved their special teams ranking slightly, but is also viewed as a close advisor to Matt LaFleur. The team has also hired back Luke Getsy as an assistant coach. Getsy has served as an offensive coordinator for the Bears and the Raiders. It's possible Adam Stanovich could be hired away by another team as a coordinator who could be the play caller on game day. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Giannis and Damian Lillard each with 35 points. Chris Middleton off the bench with 22. Head coach Doc Rivers.
You could see Chris had live legs tonight, and that was good. As a staff, we have to be very patient with it.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the low 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high to the upper 30s. And sun continues for Thursday, near 50 for a high. Some rain and snow possible Friday, high upper 30s. It's 46 right now.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts are escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Simon and Garfunkel, Homeward Bound on WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, today. And I want to say congratulations to Teresa Peterson. Teresa won some tickets to see Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon and the Association. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois, Friday, February 28th. If you want tickets, you got to listen tomorrow, your next chance to win. Listen to Dan Marcus at about 10:45 or so tomorrow morning. He's going to play a clip from Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. And then listen to me tomorrow afternoon. I'll ask you what Peter had to say, and that'll be your next chance to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association with WRJN. Here's Smokey Robinson.
Yeah. Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine? And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the hell you get her out of my heart.
Dance to the music.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Kurt Vollman with Stuart J. Waddles. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm I don't know. I'm okay. I'm all right.
You sound good.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Got that going for you.
I had to say goodbye to Winston today.
Aww.
We were, for the last week or so, dog-sitting Winston. And Winston went back to mom and dad.
Oh, jeez. So, I know. Kurt, what a roller coaster you just took us on there for about 10 seconds. I was about to try and find something very weighty and meaningful to say, and then you just go and pull the rug out from underneath.
You know what I liked about Winston, or what I do like about Winston? He is such a play. He's the most good-natured, playful dog ever. But then, and I love playing with him, but then a week is enough, and then you can give him back to mom and dad, and then all's good.
So is this a grand dog?
I don't know. Well, I mean, No.
It's, whose dog is it?
It's some friends.
Okay.
Some friends of ours.
So it's like you treat it like a grandchild, right? Where it's nice you be here for a little bit.
Yeah, and then you give him back.
Once you're done. Yeah, and we're done.
But the thing is, Winston could play 18 hours a day. If you would play with him 18 hours a day, he would play 18 hours a day. I mean, he's that kind of dog.
How old is it?
I don't know, 3 or 4.
All right.
I think. So, Saturday night, I had to go out and conduct some business for another job I have, and I knew I was going to be back late, and I thought, oh, I hope I can sneak in quietly and not wake up my wife and the dog. So I get home. It's about 1:30 in the morning. I get home Saturday night, Sunday morning, and even before I get in the house, I can hear the dog barking. I'm like, okay, great. Well, I woke up my wife, I'm sure. So I go in, and hi, Winston, and literally 30 seconds later, he comes running up to me with his toy in his mouth. Like, no, I'm not playing with you at 1:30 in the morning.
Nope, time to play. I'm up.
Nope, yeah. I'm not. I'm ready for bed, Winston. It's not time to play at 1:30
in the
morning.
He's just trying to be a good boy.
He is a good boy.
He is a good boy.
All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence kringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. If you love chocolate, get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
We could all use more time. Amazon Business offers smart business buying solutions so you can spend more time growing your business and less time doing the admin. I can see why they call it smart. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th. Cherish is the word I use to describe. All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel. It's true. I don't want no other love, baby. It's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? My heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel. It's true. Don't be cruel. Do a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. How are you enjoying this weather today? Beautiful, right? Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 31. Tomorrow, sunny and 40. Could see 47 on Thursday.
Yesterday, yesterday, yesterday.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The wind advisory runs through early this evening. Like yesterday, the National Weather Service is warning about 20 to 30 mile per hour sustained winds with gusts up to 50. We did top out near 50 yesterday. The advisory warns of things blowing around and possible issues for drivers of taller vehicles. The latest on the windy warm-up is coming up in the forecast. There's a lot of buzz, but not a lot is known yet other than Microsoft is coming to Kenosha County. In a joint statement announced by city, county, and business leaders yesterday, Microsoft revealed it's buying 240 acres of land in Kenosha County for a data center. It adds on to its existing project in Racine County. The proposed site is near the Mars Cheese Castle. Like with Foxconn and Microsoft in Mount Pleasant, the project does raise questions about water usage and infrastructure requirements. There will be other ways to honor Laurel Clark. That's what Racine Unified leaders are saying after deciding to keep Red Apple, Red Apple. The plan to rename the school after the local hero astronaut officially went to rest last night after a school board vote. Red Apple will keep its name as it moves to a new location and expands to include middle school grades. Laurel Clark was a Horlick High School graduate who died in the 2003 Columbia space shuttle disaster. There's more Wisconsin in Washington as of today. Sean Duffy, former Wisconsin congressman and Fox News contributor, was confirmed as the new Secretary of Transportation by the U.S. Senate. It was a 77-22 vote today. Nominated by President Trump in November, Duffy has committed to reducing regulations, enhancing airplane safety, and promoting the development of self-driving vehicles. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and breezy tonight with lows in the low 30s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, a high to the upper 30s. And sun continues for Thursday, near 50 for a high. Some rain and snow possible Friday, high upper 30s. It's 46 right now.
Cherokee Nation put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, the tomahawk and the Bowie knife, took away our native tongue and taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. They took the whole Indian nation, locked us on this reservation. I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die.
Maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Downtown Racine and WRJN invite you to the Downtown Chili Ice Walk. That's coming up Saturday, February 22nd. You can sample 10 locations serving chili. You can see fun ice sculpting and have the kids play along in a scavenger hunt. It all runs from noon till 4. That's Saturday, February 22nd in Downtown Racine. You want to learn more? Click on the Racine Downtown link at our website at WRJN.com.
Yeah.
folk, and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer.
years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. There's Herman's Hermits. You can win tickets tomorrow to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois, on Friday, February 28th. You're going to want to listen to Dan Marcus tomorrow morning at 10:45-ish a.m. He's going to play a clip from Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits. You remember what Peter Noon has to say and repeat it back to me tomorrow afternoon. You could be a winner on WRJN.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands. Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe there never was, but now I look at the night and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
just goes.